I thought Joshua Ledet was the best singer this past season on American Idol. I knew he wouldn't win, but I was definitely surprised to see him get into the top three. Ralphie Radio's show, somebody else that I think was a little surprised, even though he was very complimentary at times of Joshua and his singing abilities, was Interscope Records CEO Jimmy Iovine. I asked Joshua what it was like to work with a man that shaped the careers of everybody from Bruce Springsteen to Lady Gaga.
I didn't pay attention to Jimmy because it was, I did not.
Come on, really?
I didn't. It was fake. Like, I just listened to the judges, so I
mean, he had some good things to say about you, though.
He did, but I just find it quite odd that there were people on the show that gave great performances and the judges thought they were great and the audience and the whole world thought they were great and he was the only one that thought it was horrible. So it's obvious that stuff is done for TV, if I can say that.
You think so?
I know.
And I'm not trying to disagree with you at all because you obviously lived through it. So you obviously have a much better perspective than I do. But, you know, I feel like a lot of times Jimmy was looking at it from a perspective of, could this artist go out and sell records? Would radio play this artist? And a lot of times, and that's why I go back to saying how surprised I was about you, as good as you were, that style of music, we don't play on pop radio, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I think it's all a money thing. And I
agree with that.
I knew that the people that came out on the show would probably be signed to Interscope Records. So Jimmy would have to persuade America to like the person that's going to be signed to them, or either persuade them to hate that person if you know he's not going to sign them, so any other label wouldn't pick them up or people would have bad things to say about them. So it all ties in. So I don't know.
You got well versed at this game, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy. You sit back and you watch everything and everything begins to come into verse. Yeah.
So, because the vibe that I got from some of Jimmy's comments, he was talking about how it was, he actually said, not a direct quote, but it would have been his job if you were on his label to try to find you those right songs that were going to work. So I guess, first of all, you're not on Interscope and you don't really plan on being on Interscope?
Well, I don't want to speak on anything because I don't want any, like, yeah.
You don't want any backlash from it.
Yeah,
although, exactly. You know, but yeah, again, Jimmy's TV persona, I'm sure, is a little different from Jimmy himself. So
yeah, he's definitely
no problem
different
speaking on that.
Off camera. Like, on camera, he's, I think it's scripted. I don't know. But mm-hmm. When he's off camera, he's just a normal person and a really nice guy.
And obviously, his created a lot of careers. So you would be open to going down that path if it were to present itself or if it already has?
No, I don't think I will because I'm not a pop singer.
I applaud Joshua for his honesty. We'll have more of the interview posted later on the Ralphie Radio Show blog.